the phone. I'm coming in strong and soft. I know you're at home. Hell, did I scare you off? Hiding alone, I know you. Gotta get gone, I'll be home soon.
Now I'm stuck here in this bar, impenetrable, almost in need. And it's hard enough to reach you. Don't treat me like an enemy. And I'm hiding in the night, selling four chords and my heartache. Well, you're a moving target. Are you too far departed?
Caught in a room, but you ain't resting. Trying to get through, waiting on connection.
But whose voice will I hear if you pick up? 'Cause it ain't so clear. Are we out of touch? Now I'm stuck here in this bar, impenetrable, almost in need. And it's hard enough to reach you. Don't treat me like an enemy. And I'm hiding in the night, selling four chords and my heartache. Well, you're a moving target. Are you too far departed?
And
that's the beautiful harmonies of Toronto indie pop band Wild Rivers on their new single Moving Target. Now, Wild Rivers is a band that's really starting to happen. With lots of play on streaming services, they're just back from their own Far Departed tour. They took in dates in the northeast of the US, Ontario, and Quebec, and they'll be heading out west with Matt Anderson this April. We're pleased to welcome Khalid Yassin from Wild Rivers to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today, Khalid?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. You must be pretty happy with the way things have developed from your days at Queen's.
Yeah, definitely. We're constantly surprised, and we've worked really hard. So every milestone, big or small, has been incredible this past year.
So in your Queen's University days in Kingston, I think that was just you on vocals and guitar with Devin Glover on vocals as well. And I checked out some of the videos through your website from your Queen's days. You already had a pretty good following in those days, didn't you?
Yeah, that seems like a lifetime ago. It was only 5 or 6 years ago, but Devin and I started the band at Queen's just really for fun, and did some coffee houses in the early days and things like that. And Kingston's awesome because it's a small enough town that there's only 4 or 5 bands, at least in the university scene. So it was pretty easy to become known as a band, and it's such a great music town and music incubator. It really was a great place for us to kind of hone our craft and develop like a starting fan base.
So I think after graduating from Queens, that was when you decided to actually become a band. You added guitar and bass, and then another guitar and bass and drums. And now you're Wild Rivers. Tell us a little bit about the band Wild Rivers these days.
So that, it was kind of a natural progression. We were recording our first album. The songs were kind of inviting more instruments, and we wanted to play bigger shows. And we met the other guys, and it kind of happened pretty organically. And then once we graduated, we kind of decided to dive into our careers and kind of relocated to Toronto, which is around where we're all from, playing gigs, starting to tour, releasing our album. And it's really just steadily increased in everything we've done since then. And now it's our full-time thing, and we're working on our second album.
So I think now you have Andrew Oliver on guitar and bass, and I think Julien Laferriere on drums. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tell us about the songwriting. Who's the main songwriter in the band, or is that something that you share amongst the four of you?
We share it. On the first record, it was myself doing most of the songwriting, but a couple of the songs I co-wrote with Devin, the other vocalist. On our last EP, we wrote one of the songs, all four of us. We even went to Nashville and LA and wrote some songs with some professional songwriters, which was an awesome experience too. These days, I'd still say I write a lot of songs on my own, but it's totally a mixed bag where songs are coming from a bunch of different places, and I think it just makes us better for it.
And I guess that means that the other band members get an opportunity to talk about arrangements. I mean, I assume when you get together to rehearse these songs, people get a chance to input them.
Totally. Well, even when I bring a song to the band, it very much starts as an acoustic different thing, and then when we bring it to the band, everybody, we hash out arrangements, we hash out parts. It's a pretty traditional band collaborative process. So no matter how it is, we all kind of find our way to make our mark creatively and all have different strengths. So That's how it's kind of working these days.
So we started off with the new single. That is Moving Target. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That one was one of the first songs I've written on the piano in a long time, which was my first instrument. So that was really, really fun for me to kind of get back into an instrument I loved growing up. It kind of came, I think, early last year, and we had been doing a lot of traveling, and I was kind of missing a loved one back home and finding it hard to connect. And it was one late night, and I think I stayed up all night on the piano and very stream of consciousness organically wrote the song. And it really means a lot to me emotionally. So it was a pretty cool one to come together in a pretty natural way.
And you harmonize so naturally. I mean, I guess that was probably one of the first things you noticed when you and Devin got together in the beginning, that you just seemed to, your voices just come together so easily.
Definitely. That was kind of the aha moment for us early on, is that it was a natural musical partnership. Like, we didn't really have to talk about what we were going to do. And to this day, we're still like trying to get better, but we'll sing something and we'll kind of fall into whatever our groove's in and what the song needs. And it's pretty cool unspoken skill that we have together.
So to date, you've got the two albums. Wild Rivers was the full-length long player from 2016. You produced the single Do Right in 2017. Most recently, the 88 EP, which was from last year. Now, I'd like to dip into that and play the song Howling, which is an interesting song in its own right. Again, it's another song that really brings to the fore some of the wonderful harmonies you have. Tell us a little bit about this song.
That's the one we all wrote together on this last EP, and it kind of started. I think I was up north on a camping trip, and I had my iPhone, and I heard the chorus melody, the ooh-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And I recorded on my iPhone and recorded all the harmonies stacked, so it was just a bunch of Khaled's really weird out in the forest harmonies. And I sent the voice notes, I think, to Devin initially, and she started playing around with some lyrics for it. And then a couple weeks later, we all got together, and Devin had kind of a concept of the howling thing and kind of a concept for the song, and we all just put our heads together and finished the song. We had each pulled something into the song and then came together for the final push and finished the thing.
It certainly shows how cell phones have changed the way that music is made. You have that opportunity to be out in the woods, yeah, or wherever, and if you come up with something that sounds good, you can tape it and then share it later, which is a great thing. Let's play that song.
That's the most important tool.
Let's play that song just now. This is Wild Rivers with Howling from the EP 88, which came out in 2018. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
All day we wait just to go back to the places that we know, like gray day breaks over my head and pouring down my throat. Ooh, ooh, howling out here for the morning light, I can't sing no more. What I gotta do this for? Whoa. Same bar set high, burning it up like whiskey to a fire. I close my eyes, but I ain't going out like this tonight. I ain't going out like this tonight. Ooh, ooh. Howling out here for the morning light, I can't sing no more. Ooh, ooh. Coming on the dark, we can lose our sight. What I gotta do this for? Whoa.
Running me down to the last round, running me down to the well runs out. Running me down to the last round, running me down to the well runs out. Running me down to the last round, running me down to the well runs out. Running me down to the last round, running me down to the well runs out. Running me down to the last round, running me down to the well runs out. Running me down to the last round.
That's Wild Rivers with Howling from their 2018 EP 88. Khalid Yassin from the band is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about their music. So after all of the music you've created so far, you mentioned you're heading back into the studio to work on new songs. And bearing in mind, you know, that you've just released Moving Target, do you see yourselves moving forward more as a singles band than an albums band? You know, bearing in mind the way that streaming has really shaken up music and, you know, you're doing certainly very well on those platforms.
I'm not sure. That's kind of a hot topic amongst the band. We talk about that all the time. We've got a bunch of songs in the tank that we want to release. Definitely streaming and a singles based release plan is the future. So I think we will, no matter what we do, release singles on a semi-regular basis. just because we have a lot of songs and we don't, it takes a long time to create and promote an album, that the singles make sense. But also, all of our favorite music comes in the album format still, and we all love to hear a great album. That's kind of our big picture goal is to make a lot of records. So our plan right now is to do some more singles, but we really want to do an album and have kind of an overarching concept and put something complete together that we're really proud of.
I think you mentioned in the blurb that was sent out that, you know, that you like to think the band as being, you know, inspired by certain influences. Can you share some of the influences that inform your music?
Yeah, again, it's a mixed bag between all four of us. We all have different tastes. I'd say the ones that we all come together on are initially just the classics, classic Canadian singer-songwriters. Like, my favorite songwriter is Joni Mitchell. We all love Neil Young, Paul Simon, Cat Stevens, Nick Drake. I think that's where a lot of the songs come from, a very like singer-songwriter song-focused place rather than like a sonic place or trying to do something really avant-garde instrumentally. So that's kind of our base. But today we're listening to like our favorite records in the past year: Leif Vollbeck, Bahamas, Andy Schaaf. A lot of great Canadians that we love. New guy I love is Sam Weber. He's pretty cool.
You know, I guess when you talk about that, I'm listening to some of the tracks just we played today, The Moving Target and Howling, I get the impression that, you know, I certainly would encourage you to still make albums, because I you know, when you mention the words avant-garde in there, I get the impression there is part of you that wants to try something a little different. I actually thought I should even throw a band like Supertramp into the mix there, because I know you have a girl in the band as well, but your songs are very lyrical. I mean, the lyrics are obviously very important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a big 80s fandom, but I think I'm the only one in the band who really,
right,
really loves the 80s stuff. I've tried to sneak in like some chorus guitars and big drums, that everybody has their own little edge that they try to put into the sound. So we get an eclectic mix sometimes. And you're exactly right, an album is the perfect place for us to try something different. And our dream is just to lock out a studio for a month and be totally free-flowing and creative.
Yeah, I tend to think once people get more used to the idea that streaming is here, I think eventually people will realize that as much as it's great to keep putting singles out, people do want to have that, you know, overarching feel for music. And I think, I personally think we will eventually go back to people saying, yeah, playlists are great, but also I really want to sit down and, you know, and listen to a band's music. And totally. I get the full feel for the band, which you obviously can gain a lot more from an album, particularly when you're going to be going to see that band. And I do want to steer the conversation to the live experience, because over the last year, you have supported Paper Kites, the Australian band, on the North American leg of their Where You Live tour. You've had a very successful Far Departed tour of Northeastern US, Ontario and Quebec yourselves earlier this year. And then in April, you'll be heading out to Western Canada with Matt Anderson and his band. You must be pretty pleased with the way things are going.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is the most we've played live, and we feel like we've gotten so much better as a live band. And it really is a thing that the more we do it, the more we find that we can really enjoy it. Like at the very early days, the shows were not our favorite part. I think partly because we were all perfectionists and still finding our rhythm as a band, but we've been lucky that the last year we've played so many shows and have gotten to a rhythm that we can really have a great time on stage and connect with the audience and meet all these like incredible people all around North America. We're still pretty shocked that through Spotify and the internet, there's thousands of people across the country that will find our music and have no connection to the band and come and say that they've been inspired by our album and they've listened to it on a road trip across the country. There's so many weird stories that we're just in disbelief that an album we released independently could reach so many people.
It's interesting you say that, because you certainly seem to be really developing a strong fan base. I was just checking the band out on Facebook and online. I should mention you can find the band at wildriversmusic.com and also on Facebook and all the other social media platforms. But certainly one of the things that comes through loud and clear is that once people have seen you play, they definitely want to see you again. So tell us a little bit about the live experience.
We try to make it a pretty diverse experience. Our favorite live performers are like people like Bruce Springsteen, who can have everybody up on their feet, and then the next song can sit down and tell a story and bring everyone into an emotional connection. So our goal is always to have kind of an up highs and lows in the shows, and kind of tell some stories behind the songs and show a bit of our personality. Yeah, we're always working to add different elements to the show and make it different than the records as well, and kind of loose and fun. But yeah, it's always evolving. It's a work in progress.
Well, that's great. I have to say, I've been really pleased to be able to talk to you today, because as I mentioned at the start, it really does seem that things are starting to happen for the band. We just have one thing left to do, and that's pick the final song to play. We're going to dip back to 88, the EP from last year, and we're going to play I Won't Be Back, which is the end of the interview. It's rather appropriate. Hopefully one day you will be back on Folk Roots Radio. Tell us a little bit about this song, because it does sound like it's a leaving song.
Yeah, this one we wrote in Nashville. It was Andrew, my guitarist, myself, and a guy named Dan Fernandez. And we just had a great time writing it. We showed up to this guy, Dan's house, who we'd been connected with through a friend, and really got along with him, and wanted to do a fun song that was kind of like celebrating the end of a relationship, like a newfound freedom thing. And we really like the Western imagery and the country thing. So it was kind of fun to dip our toes into that space too. So this has been an especially fun one live. We usually play it at the end of the show and get everybody singing along and have fun with it.
That certainly sounds, it's a great way to finish a show. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Khalid Yassin, it's been great to talk to you today. This is Wild Rivers with I Won't Be Back from their 2018 EP 88. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. And Khalid, thanks for spending the time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Jan. This was great.
I am westward on a rolling track. Put your cold steel on my back. I done my time, babe. I played the fool. So I made my mind up on loving you. 'Cause you've had lovers, I'm just one you've had. Ain't no trouble, I won't be back. I won't be back. Too. 'Cause you don't like my kind. track.